Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my
Welcome back, 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. 19 years ago today, I was telling the audience, telling you folks hello for the very first time. This is the 19th anniversary day of my show, the Small Business Advocate Show, and thank you for allowing me to celebrate. Thank you for allowing me to be here all these years. Thank you for your great support. It means a lot to me. I pray that I provide you with something that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful, because that's my singular goal here as the Small Business Advocate. And so thank you for that. Now, so we're going to continue to march. I got stuff to talk about. I want to talk about the two universes that you operate in your small business. One of them is the stuff that you buy and sell, the marketplace universe, where you buy and sell stuff. It's the fun universe, right? Everybody likes the marketplace universe. It's where you get to have fun buying stuff, selling stuff, and making things happen. It's the entrepreneurial universe. It's entrepreneurship is almost exclusively operates in that universe. And most people, when they start a business, when they run a business, most people are really good at this. I mean really good at it, at buying and selling stuff. Because it's the fun stuff, and it's what we do. It's what defines us, right? It's how we're defined. And then there's the other universe, and I call that you call it the operating universe if you want to. I call it DCS, the diaper changing stuff. You know, nobody ever had a baby because they wanted to change diapers, right? They have babies because they're so cute and cuddly, right? That's why we have babies, not because we want to change diapers. And yet, if you're going to have a baby, you have to change the diapers, right? There's all that stuff that you got to deal with. If you have a business, everybody starts a business because they want to buy and sell stuff. But yet, there are the diaper changing things that you have to deal with. Nobody ever started a business because they wanted they were passionate about inventory management or accounts payable. Nobody ever did that. And yet, those things have to be done. So if you're thinking of starting a business, and I think there are a lot of people right now, under the circumstances of the new election, of the election with a new upcoming president and the new administration, and I think there are a lot of people who are probably going to start businesses over the next year. I think there will be a lot of startups out on Main Street that will get going the next year, more than we have in the last 7 or 8 years. If you're going to do that, you need to know some of these. You need to be able to perform these diaper-changing things that I'm going to talk about in just a few minutes, over the next few minutes. Because if you don't, all the fun stuff can't happen. The fun stuff is sustained. It's the foundation of how you present the marketplace stuff, the marketplace universe, the fun stuff. You present that to the marketplace on top of the foundation of some of these things that I'm talking about. But I've got five. I've identified five. There are 100, maybe 1,000 of these, depending on how fine you want to get to the, you want to dial them down. But these five are really important diaper changing areas that your business has to manage. The first one, of course, is cash. Cash and accounting. You know the difference between cash and accounting. You can't spend accounting. You can't make payroll with accounting. You can only make payroll with cash. But if you aren't accounting for all of the things, the activity you're doing, then you can't keep up with where you've been and where you're going. Cash won't tell you that. So one of the things the number one thing that wakes small business owners up at night is whether you've got enough cash or not. And one of the ways to maintain that cash and to keep it, to know what's going on and where you have to get cash if you don't have it, And when you're going to need it is accounting. You got to know the difference. The cash and accounting are not the same thing. And if you don't know that, you're in trouble. Don't start a business until you understand the difference between cash and accounting. The second one is capital allocation. Don't use operating cash to buy long-term assets and vice versa. Don't use a long-term capital like debt, like a long-term loan to operate your business, because that money will be gone in minutes or days or weeks, and you'll still owe the money. You have to learn how to allocate capital properly. You have to create a capital source and capital allocation strategy and you have to do that before you crank up your corporation. You need to understand capital allocation. This is really important, folks. I know this is hard to hear. I know this is not the fun stuff. This is the diaper changing stuff. If you're going to have this baby and raise it up to be what you want it to be, you got to be able to do these things. Banking. What do you know about banking? Do you know how to talk to a banker? If you need a loan, can you explain why you need the money, how it will make you your business stronger, and how you're going to pay the banker back? Can you do all that? Very important. If you're a small business owner, you will deal with bankers. That's all. It's automatic. Number four, days payable, days receivable. Do you know about that? Do you know how long it takes you to collect your money from your customers? From your customers. How much your accounts receivable days? Is it 35 days? Is it 45 days? Is it 65 days? And how long do your vendors require you to pay them? Is it COD? Is it 15 days? If your average vendor requires you to pay them in 25 days, and your average customer pays you in 45 days, how are you going to fund your business for those 20 days? If you don't know all that, folks, don't start your business. And number five, the quality process. Quality service is when you do something, regardless of what it costs, you do something to take care of the customer to make them happy. Congratulations. If you're good at quality service, good for you. But guess what? If you got a quality process, you won't make those mistakes to start with. Quality service is expensive. It's an expense. Quality process is an investment in being in excellence. So focus on the quality process. Get it right the first time, and you won't have to have quality service where you fix things after they're broken. Folks, you can find this article, an article on these topics on my website. It should be right there on the homepage right now. And the diaper changing stuff. I'm Jim Blassing, Game 20 After. I'll be right after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.